What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show to which you are listening is Teachable Moments. CITR is a one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I am your host, Dork, and you, dearest listener, you're you. Go team. I was thinking about this earlier today. I think that it just might be fun slash maybe time to, if like the listeners of the show had like a fan name, like a fan club name. I know I'm sure that no one who's listening right now tuned in because it was 4 p.m. on a Tuesday, but even as unsuspecting coincidental listeners, we're all in this together, don't you think? And I feel like we deserve a name. So I'll think on it. I also probably won't. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's a side note. That is but a tangent. But it was inspired by Ish. Today's definition of cool. So today's definition of cool is cool thought. Fashion is associated with art, meaning it is somewhat obscure to the mainstream. This is a quote from a Mina Lee video. I don't know if you guys know who Mina Lee is, but she's a YouTuber who's based out of New York, just like a young kind of like fashion person. And she started out doing like, are these costumes historically accurate videos, and kind of turned into doing like commentary on like fashion trends and media stuff and et cetera, et cetera. So I recommend checking her out. The reason why that's relevant to the fan club thing is she calls every episode starts with like, hello, my doves. Or at least they used to. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I think that she might change it every time. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But I watch a lot of her videos. I think she's very smart, and I really appreciate her perspective a lot of the time. And she did one, and I swear to God, dear listener, I feel so bad. I thought that this quote was from a video, but I literally just rewatched it and it was not in that video. So I guess you'll just have to like peruse her entire catalog to find it. But this quote, fashion is associated with art, meaning it is somewhat obscure to the mainstream. Let's talk about it. I feel like there's so much to unpack in that, like just like an overwhelming amount. Like what is art? What is fashion? Like what does obscure mean? What is the mainstream? Like, ugh, all of it. Juicy, juicy, juicy. But I guess like before we get into that, I'll say what song we just listened to. You just heard Dune, produced by Igloo Ghost, 140522, by Baby. Who released, I guess, like a remix album, Screamer Edit Volume 2. And I almost said action packed, but just like, I guess the word I also want is juicy. Maybe the sub theme today is juicy. Like, so many like exceptional songs, so many exceptional features on this album. I'm sure you, as a regular listener, know I love Igloo Ghost, and I do also love Baby. So, that's what you just heard, Dune. The songs today, like, okay, so this was also part of the process. I'll talk about this more later for sure, but basically all the songs I tried to like choose artsy songs. I'll talk more about like what that means, but relevant to the theme, fashion is associated with art, meaning it's somewhat obscure to the mainstream. So the reason why this is like cool, this like has anything to do with cool to me, is like fashion is a really, really interesting art form. Like, I honestly think like the most similar thing to it is music in terms of like mediums that we have. So like I feel like visual art has this whole like pedestal, as well as like written word, like spoken word and like written art and stuff, whatever. But music and fashion are kind of the two art forms that we interact with all the time. Like, they both have, there's like such an interesting undercurrent of like functionality and like, yeah, almost like ubiquity. Like they're a lot more associated with trends, whereas like the art world, I think, is a lot more like in general, like it, I think that's more related to like, or like when people think of that world, at least when I do, they think of like visual art, sculpture, like performance art, modern dance, dance in general, stuff like that. And I think that's part of why fashion and like fashionable, I think like fashionable basically means like cool. And like, we could do a whole episode on that. But I think like why fashion has been like lauded so much more, or I think like, yeah, then I guess music is like the difference between those two mediums is access. Like right now we're in a period in history where like people actually, and we have, I guess we have been, but music has kind of always been way more accessible as an art form for like people to just start making whenever they want to. Whereas like fashion still requires a lot of like access to tools, access to materials, access to knowledge, access to whatever. So again, the other thing that I want to touch on in this is like the connection between like art and obscurity, because that is like so, again, juicy to me. Like that art is obscure. And like, I think that speaks to like the position of the artist and like the amount of like reverence that is had for that kind of role. I think it's so, the role and the like process of the artist is really, really valued, because I think it's seen as obscure. I think a big part of that is it's seen as like there's a select few almost who have the will, the desire, the skill, the talent, like the sensibility, I guess, to create art. Which is like seen as not a, yeah, which is then like not an accessible, or like there's, that's an obscure thing. So those are kind of like what we're going to start off with. I'm going to move right on though, because we gotta. So this next song is Pressings featuring Aura Kogan by ZDBT off of their album Evening Star. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenium-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The song, which you just heard, is Not Real by Regular Fantasy off of their newest release, New Glow. Just before that was Lothlorien featuring Sudan Archives by VCR off of their album, The Chronicles of a Caterpillar, The Egg. And then opened that set with Pressings featuring Orokogin by ZDBT off of their album, Evening Star. I'm gonna jump right into it because we got it. So today's episode, we're cool is cool thought. Fashion is associated with art, meaning it is somewhat obscure to the mainstream. Right now, I want to talk about what the heck does that even mean? I guess that's what we're doing this whole episode on. Anyway, like what I want to talk about now is this idea of artsy. What is like, what does that mean? So when I was choosing all the songs today, like I had that thought in my head. I was like, oh, I'm doing this episode. Obviously, like these are all like songs that I would play anyway. But I was like, what are the artsiest songs that I can't, like, not that I can find, but like, I don't know. Like that was an important thing to me when I was building the playlist, which is also like, I think this episode's kind of funny to do the week after 24 hours of radio art, which like that episode didn't have any music in it. So anyway, neither here nor there. I think when we, at least like when I think of, when I like heard the word artsy used, I'm putting that in quotes, used the most, was like, I feel like Tumblr days, like 2014, 2015, like, oh, like the like seen as very like I'm just thinking of like girlies in skater skirts and like heavy eyeliner, like I think like artsy and like who listened to like Arctic Monkeys, like it was in, and maybe that's just because that was like the community or whatever that like I had access to, but like artsy as like a term was like a pretty specific music style and aesthetic. But if I think about, I mean, like now that whatever, I've grown up, I'm part of new communities, I've learned new music, blah, 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 and aesthetics, whatever. I think like fundamentally what that question is like, or like what that word means is like, or like to be associated with art, maybe it's like, or seen as more artful. Like there being elements like of deviance and like the experimental being a part of the sound or the look or whatever, which I think is like a really, like, it's so impossible to define that. But then the other thing too, if you think about it, when people have and will continue to describe things as artsy, they just mean queer. Come on, people, wake up. When people call something artsy, it's like, I'm like, oh, I'm just artsy. It's like, okay, in 5 years, we'll check in. You know what I mean? Like, there's so, like, the, and like, I think that's where, that's, in my opinion, that's less experimental, but that's more of like this, I guess, like aura of, and I'm putting this in quotes, like the deviant. It's just queerness. Like, it's so funny. If you think about like I think about like Miley Cyrus, like I feel like people were like, oh, she's just artsy, she's just hipster. It's like, that person is queer as heck. People, wake up. So anyway, that's my little rant on that thing, but we're gonna move right on because we're running out of time. I know, what a classic Teach a Woman's issue. This next song is Hold Me by Lizza off of their album Mosquito, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Why wait till it's enough? I can look into your eyes forever. Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections is every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Welcome, I'm Nancy Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichua,
Iswea. Ahlo, sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Dunal, Tai Titan.
You were invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm. Or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Steadily.
What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM. The show is Teachable Moments. The host is Dork, and you are you. The song that you just heard is Your Air, the newest single by Cherry Blue. Just before that was Are You Ready? Featuring ZDBT by Dreamcast Mo. Excuse me, off of their album Sound is Like Water. And then opened that set with Hold Me by Lizza off of their album Mosquito. I do want to note Lizza, L-Y-Z-Z-A. I'm not saying Lizzo weird. It's Lizza. Today's definition of cool is cool thought. Fashion is associated with art, meaning it is somewhat obscure to the mainstream. We've talked about fashion-ish, obscurity, artsiness, etc. Now I want to talk about obscurity and the mainstream. So what is the obscure? And then also, what is the mainstream? So, like, this is something that we talk about on the show all the time. And, like, to me, it really does come down to saturation and, like, access. I think that's everything. But, that's not everything. But I think that really is, like, the fundamental thing. So, like, how... Like, and I think, I know, again, I don't want to, like, repeat episodes. But, like, thinking about, like, trends that come back, trends... are popular and then they fade out, and then after about 20 years that trend has become like an obscure seen as unique thing, and then as it becomes more popular it gets more saturated, and then it becomes like the trend, and then here we go, the cycle continues. And I think that's something that's interesting, and I mentioned this earlier about music and fashion and like art art practices, is that like they are very, very, they are the most saturated. And I guess like you could say like memes are kind of like the visual version of that, but like memes are not respected. Like art and fashion have like, I guess that's the tier. It goes fashion, music, memes. In terms of like how valuable it's seen as, I guess, like in terms of like cultural product or whatever. But like, I think it's just like an interesting, like, I don't know. The phrase I have written down is obscure artists can sound mainstream, and often they do, but that's neither here nor there. Like those two things, the actual product and the music made and the obscurity and like, I guess, level of success of the artist are really separated. But now that I'm saying that out loud too, like those are two completely different things, because that's a saturated sonic experience, which will then kind of, but then those people get really popular, so I don't even know. I don't even know anymore. But anyway, those are kind of my jumbled thoughts on that. I think it's really complicated and I don't think anyone has can really speak to it fully, but those are my thoughts on it, vaguely. But we're gonna move on. So this next song is Wishbringer by Eli Murrow off of their album Wishbringer, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
What is up? You are listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Today's episode of Cool is Cool Thought Fashion is associated with art, meaning it is somewhat obscure to the mainstream. You just heard the song Teaser by Tough Cell. Just before that was Find Out by Liv. And just before that was Wishbringer by Eli Murrow off of their album Wishbringer. Something that we talked on about a bit in the last break, and then I just want to touch on like pretty briefly, is like, and like, I feel like this has kind of been the overarching thing of this whole episode, essentially, is that like all music is art. Like, that is the, and maybe this is more critiquing myself, but I think that it is kind of like a general overarching thing of like looking for an artsy sound, or like the kind of value of like art, whatever the idea, sonic idea of whatever art is. Like, all music is art. All music is something that someone sat down and like expressed themselves through. So I guess the question then becomes, like, is there a, I don't know, because that's all valuable. Like, it may not be to your taste, whatever, blah, 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 but, like, that's a valuable practice, and, like, that's a valuable thing, I guess, like, to produce. But then, so, yeah, I guess the question is, like, expression and sensibility versus mainstream compatibility in terms of like proximity to artfulness, which just feels so gross. It feels so like antithetical to what the process or like of producing music is, or sharing music and listening to music is. So I think that's kind of like a yucky undercurrent of this whole topic. I know that like the quote has to do with fashion and whatever, but yeah, I think that's like a really big, that's a really big question mark. And to me, I guess the way that I guess like balance it in my own brain is like the difference, but I don't know, like the value of, or like that practice of expression, which is like so important, and art, like, and that being the art, like, I guess, like, doing it to do it versus doing it to be for success, I think, like, and I think that the art that's made, like, because it is, like, I don't know, I don't want to say, like, genuine or, like, real, but, like, the motivation of that art, when it is, I think, a little bit more, it is just more, like, I want to make this versus, like, if I make this, I might be able to play a show, or if I make this, I might be able to release an album, or if I make this, whatever, like, or I don't know, some people have, I guess, some people have bigger dreams than that, like, I could be famous, but, like, that's not, but then also, like, who am I to say that? Like, that's not a valuable, like, me saying this is not a valuable or helpful perspective either. So I do think it's, like, a complicated thing, the sharing versus the producing versus the consuming versus the whatever, like, yeah, that is kind of like the undercurrent of the episode, but we have to move on because we're almost done. So this next song is Tool, T-W-O, apostrophe L-L, by Lil Baby Forever off of their Split, Tool, and UK Vibes. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
What is up, dear listener? We've reached the end of our show. Huzzah, huzzah. Congrats, congrats. You just heard the song Hidden Berubu by Rainbow Island off of their album Moonlit Panacea. This is a band based out of Italy, and this album's quite good. And then opened that set with Tool by Lil Baby Forever off of their split Tool UK Vibes. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments today. Today's definition of cool was cool thought. Fashion is associated with art, meaning it is somewhat obscure to the mainstream. So I feel like, again, as for usual with the Teachable Moments episode, we might have left with more questions than answers, but by gosh darn it, the music was pretty good. We are going to close this show with Touch My Body by Plush Management Inc. Off of their 2021 album Magic Plush, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Bye.